Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. All right. So now the holidays are done. Tell me what, I have a couple questions for you to begin with. So first off, what is your favorite holiday? So I want you to tell me what your favorite holiday is, first of all. Secondly, how were your holidays? Thirdly, what did you get? Because Christmas just happened and I know what I got. So let me know what you got. Did you visit with family? Any holiday traditions that you went through? So for Christmas, depending on what holiday you celebrate, did you experience any traditions that, you know, light you up, or did you create new traditions? What did you do over the holiday season? And are you glad that it's over? I think that's my biggest question right now is, are you glad that the holidays are over? Now, this is, of course, titled The Reasons Why You May Be Feeling Drained, Stressed, Anxious, and Depressed. So to begin with that, we start with the holidays. I want you to think on the holidays and just exactly how your holidays went. Did you enjoy your holidays? Did you have fun on your holidays? Were your holidays stressful? I love Christmas. My absolute favorite time of the year is Christmas. I plan for it for 2 months. I get all the gifts. I make plans for dinners. I make sure that my dinners and everything that I'm doing is acceptable to everybody who's coming over, acceptable to my family, to my friends, to me. I start thinking about all the people that are going to be involved and whether they get along. There are so many stress factors over the holidays that not a lot of people take that into consideration. So it's the new year. It's January 2nd. Are you feeling stressed? Are you feeling drained? Are you feeling tired, anxious? Are you feeling depressed? Are you feeling like there's just this weight that's been lifted off you, but you just don't understand why you feel this way? So that's exactly what we're going to be talking about. Why are you feeling these feelings? So first of all, again, the holiday season, you run around like a chicken with your head cut off. You may love the holidays like I do, but you still are running around like a chicken with your head cut off thinking, okay, I've got to get this done. I've got to plan this. I've got to get all of those gifts. I've got to make sure that I make this, this, and this for dinner. So many different things that you've got to focus on and you've got to try to juggle during the holidays. And life isn't stressful enough, right? Like, you don't already have tons of stuff going on with your career, with your business, with your children and your partner and your friends and family. So you don't already have a shit ton of stuff that's on your plate. You've now got to add all of these holiday preparations, all of these holiday thoughts. That can be what's making you feel tired. That could be what's making you feel drained. But it's not just that. So again, the holiday season usually lasts for about 2-3 months where you're prepping everything. But then you get into the new year. So you get into the new year and you start thinking, how is my year? What am I going to do for the new year to make my life better? What do I need to change? What do I need to focus on? Well, maybe I need to lose weight. Maybe I need to start wearing makeup. By the way, I'm not. Maybe I need to start eating healthier. Maybe I need to, you know, start being more active or being more loving or whatever it is that you're planning on doing for your new year. You're now adding that added stress. You're now thinking about all these negative things that went on through the year. You're not thinking about your successes. You're not thinking about all the great things that happened this year, all of the negatives that were actually lessons in disguise to help you grow. You're not thinking about all the positives for this year. You start thinking about all the negatives and all of the positive that you want to come for the next year. You're actually not respecting 2018 for what it is. Now, there is the collective masses. How many advertisements, how many people, you know, what's your word for 2019? Mine is respect. I'll get to that in a little bit as to why mine's respect. But you see all of these posts and all of these advertisements on what's your word for 2019? What are you doing for your vision board? How are you planning? I still haven't done my vision board. I'm doing that tomorrow. You have all of these questions, how is your year? What are you planning to do better in the new year? All of these resolutions and ideas and all of these things that people want you to focus on going into the new year. But they're not saying what was great about 2018. What was absolutely wonderful about 2018? No, you're thinking about what do you want to change for 2019? What are you making better for 2019? So you've got all of these people who are focused on what are you changing? What are you doing to make your life better? What are you going forward thinking, okay, well, maybe my business wasn't as successful this year. Maybe I didn't lose that 10 pounds this year. Maybe I didn't find the love of my life. You're thinking about all the things that didn't happen. You're putting yourself in a place of negativity. You're putting yourself in a place of lack. You're not focusing on all the gratitude, all the love and respect and acceptance for what did go on in the year. So, one, as an empath, we pick up on other people's energies, right? We feel, physically feel the emotional energies of others. That's an empath, right? So, if you're an empath like I am, you're picking up on all of these crazy emotions that people are going through. One, the stress of Christmas or the holidays, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrated over the holidays. You're picking what you think. Share the podcast. Give me some love. Tell me what you think. Leave me a review. If you have any questions, send me a message. Maybe you'll be my next guest. Much love, guys. Thank you for listening to Spiritually Aligned Mindset. If you like this episode and want to hear more, then go ahead and click the like, share, and subscribe buttons. Also, feel free to leave a review, send me a message, or comment if you have any questions, want to be a guest on the podcast, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon. Trying all these different tools and techniques, but they're still getting the same outcome. They're still getting the outcome that no matter what they do, no matter what avenue or road or path they take, they're still getting the same end result that they're not happy because their life isn't perfect. Do you feel me? You have to change that mindset belief that's keeping you where you are. It's that mindset belief that keeps